He's only just left. It happened yesterday, but it took a while for someone to call the local authorities. She was in New South Wales, Charlie, some little town on the coast. The police there must have got on to the ones in Alice, then they rang the cop shop at Hart's Range with the news. So Tom Cleary came this morning to tell me. How? I asked baldly. Did she jump off a cliff? Though I can't see that happening. Too much damage, and she wouldn't like that. Or was it an overdose? That's popular down here. What exactly did they tell you happened, Mum? They think she just took off her clothes and swam out to sea until she drowned. Mum sighed. Of course, they can't know, but why else would she leave her clothes? As to when it happened, they've based their timing on the tides. She left the note with her clothes, you see, all folded and weighted down with a piece of driftwood, and they hadn't been washed away. Her watch was there and a driver's license, but no handbag. So they think she must have left wherever she was staying with the intention of killing herself. She must have written the note and then just walked into the sea. That's the official interpretation. The note she left is addressed to me, so the police have mailed it on. There was even a stamp on it, apparently. Not that I'll get it before the weekend. No. Today was Wednesday, but the road mail that served the roadhouse and the half-dozen desert cattle stations along the Plenty River Highway only ran on Saturdays. So the upshot is there'll be no certainty, nor will we have a body to bury. How could she do that to us? Annabelle always thought of herself first, but really, even I wouldn't have suspected she'd go this far. Oh, Charlie, leave it. Mum suddenly sounded tired. I know you two always had your differences, but let them rest now, please. She must have been very unhappy, after all, to take such a step. I want you to come home. We'll hold a memorial service for her here, perhaps put up a stone later on. But we can decide that further down the track. There's only the two of us now, Charlie, and I could really do with your support in this. You will come, won't you? As much as I wished to refuse the request, I knew that I couldn't. Leaving Melbourne now would mean losing the latest spot my agent had found for me, a television commercial for face cream, the money for which would supplement my current earnings as a waitress, since the second-hand bookshop where I'd previously spent 3 days a week behind the counter had folded under the weight of its unsold paperbacks. At 26, my career as an actress had not so much stalled as failed to ever make a proper takeoff. Oh, there had been small parts, but never the starring role I needed to gather the notices that ensured a steady income. So my prospects had narrowed rather than broadened. A small part in The Student's Party, understudy for the lead in a play that closed after 2 nights. A brief triumph as a harassed mother in The Baker's Dozen back in 1991. But if a week was a long time in politics, 3 years was an eternity in the theatre. Nothing substantial had followed. Just a slew of advertising slots, staggered between auditions, that seldom went any further than the ubiquitous, "Wonderful, darling, if your name comes up, we'll be in touch." Perhaps it was time to pack the whole acting thing in. This wasn't a new thought for me to entertain. It had been harder somehow throughout the past 12 months to maintain the hopeful outlook I'd once had, to convince myself that tonight, or tomorrow, or next week, I'd get my lucky break. That the stars would align for me and some perceptive director would be blown away by my brilliant talent. I'd never seriously considered any other career, but perhaps it was time to face facts. There were hundreds of young hopefuls out there, many of them prettier and more accomplished than me. Yes, I'd had a dance coach, a voice coach. I'd had plenty of roles in high school plays and had acted, when I could, in the Amateur Dramatic Society back in Alice Springs. But growing up in the bush meant a late start in my chosen field. Maybe too late for success. Yes, of course I'll come, Mum. I'll need to tell a few people, given my notice at the cafe. I could catch a flight maybe Friday. Do you think you could sort out a lift for me from the Alice? Or could old Bob come in and get me? I'll fix something, Charlie. Perhaps at one of the stations. Leave it with me and ring with your ETA. We'll expect you Friday evening then. If I can get a morning flight. I hesitated. My mother wasn't a gushy woman, but I thought I detected something in her voice. Are you